Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game 4 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, JB. Thank you for having me.
It has been an incredible week. It's been an incredible last 6 weeks for this team, one of the hottest teams in all of AA. How exciting has it been to watch this offense show out seemingly every single night?
Well, first of all, we got to give credit to the players buying in what Chucky and Correa and the organization have said from the get-go. Chucky and Correa has done a tremendous job keeping everyone into the game plan that has allowed them to have the success that they are having.
What's the key to sustaining just the incredible offensive numbers over these last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's consistency. Consistency, what they've been working since first day. They stick to a game plan, that is produced, has produced a multiple runs now, in the last 6 weeks. And, that's pretty much the key for them. They have been consistent on and have discipline on the things that they need to work and individually, and it has shown on the field.
One of the big guys who have really exploded over the past couple weeks and since the All-Star break is Wes Clark. The Shuckers have played 18 games since the All-Star break. He has 8 home runs, 17 on the year. How exciting has it been to watch him explode over the last few weeks?
Well, it's obviously he has a tremendous talent, and he can hit the ball for power, and it's paying off. It's paying off that he's able to hit home runs, and I think that's part of his game that we like to keep it consistent, and we're riding right now on a good positive note and on an everyday basis. His friend of mine is really good right now, so we are high hopes.
And it's not just Wes, it's everybody you put in the lineup. Every single hitter on this roster is hitting incredibly well. How hard does that make your job filling out the lineup card every night when you have everybody producing on this team?
Well, it's not hard. It makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier that everyone that you're going to send out there is going to do the job, and somebody else is going to pick up your slack like it has been on an every night. A different guy contribute every night, and it's actually make it a lot easier when everyone contributes and is give you a chance to rest some of the guys here and there, giving breaks and just riding a good moment. The team right now is in good place physically and mentally, and is showing up on the field.
And it's not just on the offensive side, too. The defensive side's been great. Ethan Murray turned into Superman last night to make an incredible diving play on the third base side to get Jacob Mizorowski out of that fifth inning. How much fun has it been working on the defensive side of things? You guys are out there pretty much every day, and it seems like everybody's got a smile on their face working hard.
Well, it's obviously this game is defense and offense. For our organization, defense is as important as it is offense. We work on the two sides of the coin. It's paying off for a lot of our guys. We will like to continue to work on an everyday basis and keep sharpening our skills so they can benefit in the future for being a better defenders.
And talking about Murray's play last night, you've played a ton of infield throughout your career. You have seen a ton of different infielders come through. You've seen a ton of plays like that. A ball off the bat at 105 miles an hour to third. It looks hard enough, but just how hard is that play to make as a third baseman?
Well, it's a first step and reaction, and being on time and ready on those type of moments. And being there in every pitch, you have to be on time, be ready, and your first step has to be really good, and the reaction has to be really good to be able to make a play like that. At one point in time, that actually saved a couple of runs, and continue the momentum in our dugout.
Jacob Mizorowski last night, 8 strikeouts, 5 innings, his most strikeouts in a double-A start and his most innings in a double-A start. How fun was it to see him really get rolling once you guys got that 5-2 lead?
Well, it's not just fun. I think you feel confidence enough. I will say that the when work is paying off on the field, it's not just fun. It's gratifying that what you are you are in the right path to continue and being productive on the field. That's most of it is that, you know, it shows you that the direction that you're going, if you have to make adjustment here and there, is the right path to continue the success on the field.
Well, Skip, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.